To give everyone some background, the city of Albany is tasked with developing revised police reform policies due to be in effect in April 1st, 2021, due to Governor Cuomo's Executive Order No. 203. The executive order dictates that community input must be included in the process of any task force development of revised police policies. The Albany Police Reinvention Collaborative has been set up, and many folks, activists in the community, believe that the task force is heavily stacked with law enforcement and lawyers and has excluded many individuals who would have been extremely vital to holding this group accountable in their actions and ensuring real substantial reforms are being made. Hello all, this is Michelle Masurgeon for WOOC, and I'm here at 2nd Street and Tenbrook Place, where there is a protest event regarding the Albany Common Council's new laws for police reform. And with me is...
Luke Grandis, statewide organizer for Vocal New York.
Okay, welcome, Luke. So, Luke, last night there was a Common Council hearing on these new laws. I think it's IH and J. And what do you want to tell our listeners about those laws? And the other issue is the mayor's collaborative group.
Sure.
To kind of review some of these proposed changes.
Absolutely. So in terms of the laws that are being reviewed and that were proposed last evening on the Common Council meeting for public safety, these are laws that absolutely should have been implemented years ago, to be honest. And the fact that there's any debate over them is kind of absurd. If there is a debate around it, it needs to be in terms of the language being more specific, not leaving too much room up for discretion for law enforcement to be policing themselves. And there's already been pushback in terms of data collection, even with the repeal of 50A, and so APD has shown a lot of negative feelings about any of that data collection going live. They continue to state that they're releasing information in periods of time that they're truly not, and we're communicating with family members who are not getting those responses in time.
Can you just explain what those three new provisions are?
So one, it relates into data collection in terms of what happens in terms of body cameras, when they're being turned off, when they're being turned back on, a reporting of when that happens, whether or not someone is able to do it, the reports that are filed if someone does request to turn their body camera off, as well as looking at the subpoena power of the Community Police Review Board. And so between those two things, we need a much stronger subpoena power for the Community Police Review Board. And they also need to have power, period. We can't just be fanning, you know, waves of things that are really just not currently being able to make a difference. And so we need them to have stronger subpoena power. We need for the DA to not be able to overrule things if the CRPB comes to a conclusion. And we need body cameras and those reports across the board, especially when it comes to correctional officers. There are many individuals who have been sexually assaulted and physically assaulted during the period of time where body cameras were shut off. And in addition to things like evidence going missing and them claiming that they just have no excuse or reason for finding not having it.
I think it also was brought up in the meeting last night that APD does seem to be lax in the collection of data, and data is missing. And one of the new provisions is they're looking more for, you know, age, sex,
gender
at the time of every arrest or only on certain situations?
The idea would be at every arrest, and this is really important because it needs to be able to show the bias that are occurring in the Albany Police Department. So the first, you know, Times Union covered yesterday was Dorsey's first initial report on the racial bias audit, where they found that overwhelmingly Black people are arrested at like 80% times more than their fellow white counterparts. And this is not because Black people are committing more acts of violence. It's because police are intentionally patrolling Albany's response.
Shoot. It looks like I just lost it. Come on. And it seems...
So the city of Albany and the police department's response to this racial bias audit findings is that they don't think they have enough evidence to prove that it's based on race or bias, which we think, what more evidence do you need than looking at the fact that this number of individuals were arrested when white individuals were arrested at an eighth of that rate. It's clearly tied to race. It's clearly tied to bias. And APD, when they spoke on it, spoke in very classist terms, in terms of saying, you should see the lower socioeconomic areas that we patrol and come take a ride in our car. What community member wants to get into a car with a police officer who doesn't even take the time to actually ever communicate with the community, but you suddenly want us to share close proximity with you?
So I did notice that it says that they're trying to push back increased community policing. Then there's a minimum of 20 minutes a day on your shift on the street. How appropriate is 20 minutes?
I mean, it's, what are they doing in the 20 minutes? Is it rolling their window down and shouting things at people who are standing on a corner and saying, okay, if you move down the block, we'll let you go, and that's counted as community interaction? Or are they getting out of their cars and going to community centers and finding out the resources that are needed and looking at the root causes of why people are living in survival mode and why people sometimes are committing acts of violence, not because of who they are, not because of the color of their skin, but because of the socioeconomic disparities that they're facing? And when you're living in survival mode, you're not going to be able to make the same decisions. Our safest neighborhoods are the ones with the least police presence and the most resources. So we need to stop with this 20 minutes conversation that's not going to make a difference. When we had an entire public safety forum and the APD responded by saying, I'm disappointed by not hearing more positive mention of the police department on this call. All that tells us to the community is that all you want is pats on the back, and even when it comes time to talk about the reform of your police department, you still need us to praise you up and down. That is not looking for community inclusion. How much are you actually listening if you're waiting on bated breath just to say back, I'm annoyed that you're being negative? We're not being negative. We're telling you the truth. And if the truth is negative, then that's because your actions are negative.
So given with that, the mayor, I think she was trying to be very proactive. She set up a collaborative group to start reviewing some of these policies, and also in response to Cuomo putting out that by April of 2021, all communities should have been reviewing their police policies. What is happening with that collaborative? Because there was a lot of folks who were really unhappy, and maybe you want to talk about that.
Yeah, so, I mean, the mayor did what she legally had to do. All municipalities, based on Executive Order 203, have to create a police task force to respond to these issues and to create new police reform policies due to be in effect by April 1st. Otherwise, APD is at risk of losing state funding. The collaborative that was created was stacked heavily with law enforcement and individuals who have always been a part of the institution for years on end. They neglected vital community voices such as Dr. Green from the Center for Law and Justice, which is an atrocity when you're talking about police reforms. Police reform efforts and in this community since 1985. For her to have not been on that task force was very much intentional, we believe. And in addition to that, the forums that they held, they've held over like 10 to 15 forums already with very little community transparency, the only announcements being listed on the mayor's website. No average Albany community member goes to Mayor Sheehan's website on a daily basis to say, I wonder what's going on, especially during a pandemic when they're worried about feeding their children or finding a place to live that night. And so we strongly believe that we need increased transparency, we need increased community inclusion, and one of the things that they need to abide to, according to Executive Order 203, is to include community input. And so we refuse to say that they can claim community input was given when they did not truly include community input. Because even when we asked, are you reading the Facebook comments that are being made on these streams, they said, no, we haven't thought about that. That's a good idea. That,
so why are you here today? What is the purpose of this gathering?
So today is a gathering entitled Albany Speaks Out, the Community Responds. And the purpose of this is to respond to the Police Reinvention Collaborative's lack of transparency, to give people who do not have internet access an opportunity to speak up and share their testimony. And in addition to individuals who may have hearing impairments and did not have subtitles during those sessions. So we are doing this live, but we're also holding it on Zoom so that we have closed captioning for anyone with hearing impairments to be able to see what's going on and what's being said tonight. And so we're going to hear directly from community leaders, community members, and a lot of individuals who have not been given the platform to truly speak about necessary police reforms and who have a lot of brilliant things and brilliant suggestions to bring to the table.
Wonderful. Thank you, Luke. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.